talking about. Ooh-wee! It's the Ooh-wee Radio Show.
Demonstration.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Meek Millie. We in the building.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It's your girl, Cardi B.
It's Kayla Brianna.
What's good? It's Kehlani.
Yeah, this is 50 Cent, Wild Not on Wild. You heard me, it's going down.
What's up? It's Megan Thee Stallion.
What up? What up? Y'all, it's your girl, Remy Ma.
Gotta play it safe. No face, no case. Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a shit who wouldn't wanna fuck in my face. Bomb ass tight, rack stack of shack height. Broke boys don't deserve no piece of...
I know that's right.
It's up, ooh, we hip hop and R&B. It is your girl, Cena Diaz, tapped in with that ooh, we tea. Another week, more vibes, more information we can tell you. I'm so excited about this show, y'all. Let me go ahead and kick it off. Y'all, Nicki Minaj has just announced that she is dropping her album. Yes, dropping her album. She'll be dropping her album on her birthday, December 8th. Now, she took to live. She was on live with Funny Marco, y'all. And she literally gave a whole rundown of what she's about to do. So, 11/17, the original album date, that is when pre-sale tickets for her tour will go on sale. And that is also going to be the announcement for the tour. On December 8th, her album drops, Pink Friday 2. Y'all, we have been waiting years for Pink Friday. Now, we know Nicki been acting crazy. But we not going to get too much on Auntie because we love Nicki and we all used to be Barbs. So we not going to even do that. After that, on December 13th, she is dropping her fragrance. Okay? She is dropping her fragrance. Y'all, she is doing a whole rollout. And then on 12/26, she is partnering with JCPenney's. And, you know, they are doing this whole little rollout situation. So, shout out to Nicki. Shout out to Barb. Shout out to Pink Friday. Pink Friday 2. Y'all, go ahead and cop them tickets. Be looking out for that album, okay? A bunch of stuff is going on. Outside of that, y'all, Rihanna is set to go on tour for 2024 and 2025. So, we should be expecting an album here soon. And I mean soon, within the next 6 months. Rihanna, if we don't get an album... It's going to be me, you, RZA, Rakim, all of them, okay? Let's get it together and let's tap in before we tweak out, mama. Now, moving on. Y'all, Dwight Howard is in an assault case. Now, you know, I'm not one to really care what anybody does in the bedroom. I really don't care. Now, my issue is if it is unwarranted and unwelcomed, now that is where the issue lies. Now, he is currently in court and there is someone who claims that him and another man dressed as a woman named Kitty basically sexually assaulted him and pinned him down, did the big one on him. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what's going on with that, but I hope it isn't true. If it is, seek some help. No means no. In the absence of a yes is a no. You heard it here first. Don't play with it. Stay with it, little mama. Outside of that, y'all, Brent Faiyaz just dropped a new album. And when I tell you, it is exactly what the fans is going to be looking for. I've already listened to it. A couple of songs she did break that were singles have already gone and done numbers. Currently, Brent Faiyaz is on tour and he is set to be at One Music Fest in Atlanta, Georgia. Hopefully, y'all have tickets to that. If not, not sure what you got going on. But shout out to Brent Faiyaz. I am here for it. Y'all, Russell Wilson rented out the entire Waffle House for his sweetie pie, his ATL peach, his Georgia woman, Sierra, y'all. When I tell y'all that is lit, I don't want y'all taking to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook talking about how your man don't do nothing for you. Go to the Waffle House, okay? That's what Russell Wilson did. Go to the Waffle House, get you an all-star special, you feel me? And that's what we do. Keep it cute. Shout out to that lovely couple, y'all. I love them. Now, y'all know City Girls just dropped their album, Raw. It did not do so well, which has people wondering, is QC setting up the City Girls or are City Girls not really into the music thing? Now, they took to the Breakfast Club and cleared up a lot of rumors. JT talked about why she threw her phone at Lil Uzi at the BET Awards. They also talked about how the album was supposed to be released. They also talked about how there is some people in their camp that are trying to turn them against each other. Now, this is an issue, and that is where we lose it. So, I don't know. I'm here for it. City Girls, I listened to the album. It definitely is going to be blending music. This is definitely going to be music that you hear like on the soundtracks of certain TV shows. Of course, you know, rap stuff, or, you know, rap-ish on HBO Max with Issa Rae is going to be portraying that. So, of course, a lot of that music is going to be ran through there. But, you know, shout out to the City Girls. The album Raw is on all digital streaming platforms now. Make sure you cop, listen, tap into our girls. Don't leave our favorite cousins hanging. Okay? Now, surprise, 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 surprise. Jaden Alexis has just signed with Columbia Records. Yes, Blueface, Krishan Rock, Jaden Alexis. Yeah, Jaden Alexis just signed to Columbia Records. Now, y'all, I told y'all last week where we are really focused on how talented, quote unquote, these artists are. It's more about who you know. I mean, what a J. Cole. A lot of artists is out here faking their streams. But she signed to Columbia. Congratulations to her. I don't have no, you know, no reservations about it. It is what it is, but let's just be real. I don't know if that song Barbie is a bop. But we will see. I'm excited to see what we will see from Jaden Alexis. Congratulations, girl, on your deal. It is what it is. Y'all, Rick Ross took to Instagram Live and decided to say that he would, in fact, have dinner with Jay-Z over $500K. Of course you would, Rick Ross, who owns all the Wingstop, strip clubs, car washes, has a mansion, does an annual car show that brings in revenue for the entire south side of Atlanta, Georgia, South Fulton to be exact. So yes, Rick Ross, of course you would take the dinner with Jay-Z. Give me the $500K. Let me show the man what I can do with the bread in my hand as opposed to the knowledge in my head. Okay? Give me the money. Hold the information. I'll get the information later. You feel me? Outside of that, child, Lil Wayne has a new wax figure at the Hollywood Wax Museum. And he took the Instagram saying, I don't know who that is. I don't know who that man is. Don't play with me. Y'all need to redo Lil Tunchi's, Lil Tunchi Wax Museum. Okay? But outside of that, y'all, it's your girl, Stina Diaz. This is Ooh Wee T. Remember, we are the Independent Artist Hub. If you want an interview, if you are looking to get your music played, streamed, mixed, and tapped in with Ooh Wee Hip Hop and R&B, go ahead and hit us up on Instagram. That is 3 O's, W-E-E Radio Show. And of course, I am your girl. You can follow me everywhere on all social media platforms. That is S-T-I-N-A-D-I-A-S. Your girl, Stina Diaz, is out. Another week of Ooh Wee T, baby. Ooh Wee!
It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show. It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show.
What's good, everybody? It's your girl, DJ Ness, and you're rocking with Ooh Wee Hip Hop and R&B. We are about to get into what's really going on in this world, because there's always something going on, like I be saying every week, you know. Starting with Louisville Police. Okay, so Louisville police officer who played a part in Breonna Taylor's murder. I know y'all remember Breonna Taylor. I mean, it was a very big case. She was in her house and the police came in and shot and killed her. Well, the police officer that played a part in Breonna Taylor's murder has been hired in a small town in Kentucky. Of course, it's in Kentucky. You know, that's a racist country. Not country, but a racist town. But y'all, now the reason why I'm reporting this is because he is out here putting people's life in danger again. So during a traffic stop, the officer rammed into a suspect's truck and pointed a gun at the man. Now, the officer reported that the ram was an accident and his actions was justified because he was approached by 5 angry people after the crash. So I don't know about y'all, but I just don't understand how police officers can just pick up and go to the next state or the next town, you know, and be police officers. I really think that once you get in trouble and you've been fired or let go from one force, you shouldn't be able to go back. You just need to retire to your police career. And I just don't understand these police officers thinking that they use their power. They're using their power for, like, the wrong reasons. Just like the police officer who killed Jalen Walker. All of them police officers were found justified and they're back to work. How do we know we're not going to have another Jalen Walker situation? That's my thing. On a lighter note, Elon Musk is back in the news, right? Are y'all hip to Wikipedia? I know y'all be looking up y'all information and getting y'all information off of Wikipedia. Well, Elon then offered Wikipedia $1 billion to change the name of Wikipedia to Dickipedia. Don't ask me why. I don't know. I just think these people with money, they don't be having nothing to do, okay? Whatever. Meanwhile, if you're living in Georgia, Georgia pharmacies are becoming the first among other states to have marijuana at the local pharmacy. How dope is that? That means you can pull up to the pharmacy and get your weed, okay? They call it marijuana, but you can pull up to the pharmacy and get some weed. Now, these products will be available for purchase by the end of the year. So if you qualify, you will be able to purchase low-dose THC products at the pharmacy across the state, okay? And Georgia is going to be one of the first states. In Akron, Ohio, two brothers were acquitted of involuntary manslaughter and found guilty of lesser assault charges. Last year, two brothers and their friends were in Akron, Ohio at the I Promise School playing basketball, when a group of guys, white guys, including a guy named Ethan Lyman, pulled up, got out the car, and started shooting at the brothers. Now, I do know they were not shooting actual guns. They were shooting little Orbeez, water Orbeez guns. I really don't know what they are. But if it's nighttime, and you getting out the car with a gun, and you shooting anything that's coming out full force, the only a black person gonna think is you're shooting a gun. And that's what these boys thought, that Ethan and the boys that got out the car were shooting a gun. So, what the brothers do? They were unaware of what was going on. They just knew that they were being shot at. They start defending themselves. Someone struck Ethan. Ethan was struck. He slipped. He fell. And he hit his head on the pavement. Ethan died, y'all. He died, unfortunately. And the police and the media made it seem like these boys just sat there and brutally beat Ethan really bad and left him for dead. But really, Ethan came near messing with them boys and they defended themselves. The parents of Ethan is making these boys look so bad and just making them, you know, feel like they were in the wrong when really, I mean, nobody's kid deserved to die. No one deserves to die how Ethan died, you know? But Ethan made a bad decision. Why would you be out going out shooting innocent people? Innocent black people, that's minding their business at that. You got out the car. It wasn't even like you was doing a drive-by. You got out the car to where they can chase you or whatever. So I RIP Ethan. You know, he didn't deserve that. But these boys didn't deserve a murder charge because that's what these parents wanted. They didn't deserve a murder charge. They were minding their business. They were playing basketball. So I just want to bring that aware to everybody and y'all look that up and you know, and check that out. And y'all be careful, especially y'all younger generation. I mean, walking around shooting water Orbeez, like why? There's a 13-year-old girl who was beaten by a grown woman at a McDonald's in Harbor City. This is in California. The woman's name is Ariana Laffey. She's 33 years old. She has 7 children. She's married. She's now facing misdemeanor charges. Now, the parents are outraged because originally, Ariana was charged with felony child abuse, but the district attorney dropped the charges down to a misdemeanor. She must know somebody in the system. Because it's just no way. The mother of the 13-year-old girl is pleading that the charges are reinstated. She states that a misdemeanor charge sends a message that the lives and safety of a young black girl don't really matter to those who are in power. And I agree with her. Now, Cassidy, who is 13, and that is the young girl who was attacked, she is a 4.0 student and has a bright future for her mom. Cassidy ended up speaking out, and she stated that this woman had every opportunity to leave McDonald's safely with her children. Instead, she stared at me and yelled at me saying, "I fight kids," and then charged at grabbing my arms, beating me all over the floor in McDonald's as everyone inside, including the manager and the staff, did nothing to help. Everyone just watched. Cassidy said she did her best to protect and defend herself, against an adult and a complete stranger that she don't know. She said if Ariana was innocent, she would have stayed and waited for the police to arrive like she did to tell her side of the story. But instead, she took her food and ran off in here for 3 weeks until she finally was arrested by police. She stated, "Innocent people don't behave that way. She deserved a felony charge of felony child abuse. And I really agree. You know, I love my people, you know, but at the end of the day, you got 7 kids of your own. Imagine someone beating on your kid, a grown woman beating on your 13-year-old daughter. So I really agree. Those charges is kind of light for you beating up on a 13-year-old. But then again, she does have her life, you know, she's able to walk, she's still able to do, you know, move around. So I mean, hey, we'll find out. So we'll leave that up to the district attorney to see what happens. And I will keep y'all posted on that story. But it's your girl, DJ Ness. And if it's something that I haven't talked about, y'all want to touch on, we need to talk about it, we need to bring it to light, then y'all need to hit me up at 3O's, WEE Radio Show, okay? Or you can hit me up at my personal IG at I am DJ Ness. You know I'll be ready for y'all to hit me up. And especially hit the girls up. Because we know we be chatting, we be talking, we be kicking it, we be vibing. You know how we do, baby. It's Ooh Wee Radio Show. Ooh Wee.